At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. On today's bonus episode, I'm going to be answering a question that came to my inbox about the waiting season. So if you find yourself in a place where God has spoken some major things to you and you're waiting to see those things manifest in your life, I know you'll be able to relate to this listener. So she says that I feel like I've been in this waiting season since last year on May 1st, 2020. God spoke to me and gave me this marvelous promise. The second he told me, I believed it, and I still do to this day. He also gave me another amazing promise this past November. The thing is that he's been radio silent for a while now, really ever since November, except for when I asked him to confirm something he said a month ago, and he did. But I have this desire to do these things. I want to say that I'm ready, but I feel like only he knows when I'm truly ready. It's especially hard because I currently am stationed in Alaska along with my family. We're a military family and we arrived here in July of 2020, but I'm very unhappy here. I still make the best of it, but every other day I want us to get stationed somewhere else. I want us to leave here. I won't go too far into the promise God gave me, but I'm pioneering something in my family, like you once said in an episode. I've always had this dream to be an actress, and he made it a promise. He even told me the specific role he would give me, and I was overjoyed. I still am. The thing is, when I speak to my mother, who is also a faithful Christian, and she asks what I expect to be different if we move somewhere else. And I just know that when we move, the ball is going to start rolling and everything will fall into place. But she doesn't understand. She also asks where I will want to move. And I truly don't know. I want to go where God wants to take me, but he hasn't said where that is. I listened to your recent bonus episode, Build Your Own Door, and I understand what you're saying, and it's fantastic advice for someone starting a business, but I don't know what to do because God hasn't told me what to do. I'm quite literally stuck in Alaska. There are no legit acting opportunities like I'm looking for. And according to the list of people making chief, getting to move this summer, my father, who was in the Coast Guard, didn't make the first two cuts. So in the natural, it doesn't seem like we're moving this summer, but I still believe we will. We serve a supernatural God, and I know he can do what seems impossible. What do I do when I'm asking God to tell me what to do, to give me steps and blueprints, or just to speak to me through his word and he's silent? I want to be what he called me to be. How do I break through this waiting season and bear much fruit? If God were to tell me to stay put and wait, I'll do that without hesitation. But even that I don't hear. I'm at a loss of what to do and where to go. What's your advice? Okay, before I answer, first of all, you're 16 years old and you have a heart's desire to please God. You're hearing from him. You're seeking him for instructions. So I'm clapping for you because I wish that was me at 16 years old. And so I applaud you. And I just want to just give you this virtual hug to just say congratulations on being committed to God. And I pray that even during this frustrating time that you continue to seek him, because what a blessing to be your age and be obeying God. Like, I'm sure your parents are proud. And I just wanted to let you know that I'm proud of you for even asking this question at 16. Like, I'm not even gonna tell you what I was doing at 16. But to answer the question, though, a couple of things. Don't allow where you want to be to rob you of the season that you're in right now. I believe that God shares with us promises and things that he has for us in the future as a way to encourage us so that we can persevere through what we're going through at this moment. And if we glamorize what's to come so much, we can often miss the lessons that we're supposed to learn in this season. So if I were you, if God gave me some promises and I'm waiting to see them materialize, you just wait to see them materialize. If God is not telling you what to do next, you don't do anything. And sometimes a lack of response is still a response. And a part of faith is trust. And so I believe what God is trying to do with you in this season is teach you how to trust him. Teach him how to trust that his promise is his promise, even when your circumstances don't look like it. So you're saying that you want to move and there aren't opportunities where you are. Who said that there need to be opportunities where you are for God to give that opportunity to you? This episode is brought to you by Every Plate. If y'all been following me long enough, then you know I love to cook. I love to eat. I love trying new things, not just for myself, but making new food for my family. But sometimes making that meal from scratch every single time, it can be time consuming with the grocery list. It can be expensive because all of those ingredients add up. And I thought that I had to go that route because it would be more cost effective to make everything from scratch. But I didn't realize that just ordering from a meal kit delivery service will make my life so much easier and accomplish the same things that I love to do. Recipes come together in literally only 30 minutes. You already have the ingredients. They were shipped right to your door. Every Plate meals cost as much as a cup of coffee, you guys. It's the same price. And what's also great is you'll never get bored with what you're making. Every Plate offers a changing menu of 14 recipes per week, and it features a range of flavors and ingredients. At first, I was like, okay, another meal kit delivery service. But honestly, the amount of time that I save as well as money, and I can still do what I love, which is cooking, it's a win-win situation. I've been eyeing, they got this recipe up there right now that I'm like, standing at the door waiting for. It's this garlic Dijon butter steak. Listen, my mouth is watering because it looks good and I love a good steak. I cannot wait to get that in the mail and try it out. Try Every Plate for $1.99 per meal plus an additional 20% off your next two boxes by going to everyplate.com and entering code BLESSED199. Get started with Every Plate for just $1.99 per meal, plus an additional 20% off another 2 weeks by going to everyplate.com and entering code BLESSED199. That's up to a $100 value, you guys. So this is an opportunity you don't want to miss. Let's get back to the show. Who said that you had to be, you mentioned acting, who said that you had to be in LA in order to get booked? That may be the common thing. That may be rational as far as the world system. But if God said that something is for you, he will get it to you. And if he needs you to go somewhere else to get it, he will let you know to do that. So we have to understand that a part of trusting God is trusting the methodologies in which he's going to bring his promises about, because there's always a master plan and a reasoning behind why he does what he does. It's just up to us to continue to trust him in the process. And so if I were you, I would really just say, you know what, God, I'm taking the pressure, this weight, this anticipation off, and I'm just here. I'm going to continue to just be your daughter. I'm going to continue to read your word. I'm going to continue to allow you to mold me and to grow me and to build me up. And whenever you want me to do something next, I'm here. And so I encourage you to really be settled in that. And this happens even in business. Like God gives us, I get ideas. I have so many ideas, so many ideas. And God has even shown me so much about what he has for me. But I'm not about to rack my brain to figure out how I'm going to get there or say, God, what do I need to do to get there? What do I need next? God. Okay, God, when you want me to do something with what you're showing me, you'll let me know. And so I'm not going to allow myself to get worked up and anxious, because that's no good for me. My pressure is going to be up. I'm going to be stressed out. And that's just not, it's not what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to have peace. And a part of having peace is being still and knowing he's God and resting. You even mentioned how the episode I did about build your own door, that's great for people with businesses. That's great for people with acting as well. The internet puts everybody on the same playing field. You could be in Alaska. I'm in Maryland. And guess what? You listen to my podcast. I don't have to be in Alaska to reach you. There are people in South Africa and New Zealand and France who listen to this show. I don't have to be in any of those places to be heard. So for you, build your own door still applies to you. You can practice, I don't know what actors do to grow in their craft, but you can take acting classes online to grow in whatever it is that God is calling you to do. You can study finances so that you know how to budget when you book your first gig. You can work on building skills that are going to allow you to be a good steward over the promise that he's giving you and that he told you is yours. And so that's something that you can do right now while you wait for him to tell you what to do next, or you wait for whatever it is to come, is to just continue to work on yourself. Continue also to just be 16. Girl, you got a long time to grow up. There is a lot of life to live. There's no rush. You know what I mean? So while you're waiting for God's promises, also just enjoy being 16. Enjoy not having bills, girl. Enjoy just allowing God to show you who he is. Allow him to continue to build your character and prepare you for that promise. And something else I would even ask you to do is go and study David. God called David at a young age as well, and David was minding his business, and Samuel went and anointed him as king. There was a time period between when David was anointed and said to be king. There was a time period before when that promise was given to him and when he actually was king. And so I would study David if I was you, to learn about the different aspects of a waiting season. I would study people in the Bible who God gave promises to and what happened during that waiting, during that process of the promise being given and the promise being fulfilled. So those are some things that you can do during this time. But again, overall, don't try to rush God, because even at the end of it, you said, let me go back to it. You said, how do I break through this waiting season and bear much fruit? The Bible says that you abide in him and he abides in you, and then you will bear much fruit. So there's nothing that you need to do in order to bear much fruit, and you don't have to break through a waiting season in order to bear fruit. You just need to abide in him, and you know that he's going to abide in you. And it even says in that same scripture that, and he prunes us so that we can bear even more fruit. So you might be in a season where he's pruning you, whatever that looks like for you, so that you can bear even more fruit. So there's no cheat code to speed up getting out of the waiting season. But instead, I want you to change your perspective and see the value that's in this season, to see the protection that's in this season. You're 16 years old. And if you get taken out of where you are right now and go, let's say, to Hollywood, where it's perverted, where there's so many things going on, and you go into it naive, or you go into it prematurely, that can hurt you way more than help you. So there's protection when God is sitting back. So don't make it something that you obsess over or something that you're anxious about, because what happens is that's what I call internal noise. Because if you're focused on, okay, where is it coming from? How am I going to move? How is this promise going to happen? No, you get stuck. God, what's up? What we doing? I'm reading the word. Can you tell me what's next? God, what's up? What's up? What's up? It's like this anxiousness that you go to him with, and that creates internal noise to where you're not really able to hear what it is he's trying to say. Or he may be talking to you, but you're not hearing it because you're looking for something else. So that would be my advice to you and to anybody. If you find yourself in the waiting season, change your perspective. Let's not get so anxious about what's to come that we aren't grateful and present in the right now. So that's it. Thank you guys for listening to another bonus episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. I'll talk to you next week.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3 quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.